there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy speculation and advice. Now, along with the guys from Fanball.com, here's the host for Fantasy Football Weekly, Paul Charchian.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a coronavirus version. Man, it is different. It's a whole different landscape. It's weird out there. It's not weird here, though, although it's been a long time since Brian Johnson has been on. Welcome back.
Hey, Charge, it is great to be back, and it is strange podcasting in a hazmat suit that we're both wearing right now.
I know. The big yellow hazmat, the helmet makes it really, really weird, but better safe than sorry, right?
Man, it reminds me of, what was the Dustin Hoffman movie? Rene Russo.
Oh,
Morgan,
yeah.
Freeman.
Yeah, it's like it was like Contagion, but it wasn't that. It was
not Hot Zone. I remember I'd read Hot
Pandemic
Zone.
But I should play the board game Pandemic right now.
Where the monkey brings the disease over. Yeah, we're living that.
Yeah, that was a movie. You're right. And I just can't remember the name. Somebody on Twitter will no doubt tweet it to us. Speaking of which, people can follow you on Twitter at BTXJ.
Yeah, I'm still on Twitter.
Absolutely, you're still on Twitter. Of course, I am too, at Paul Charchian. Last week, myself, our good friend Matt Harrison, we broke down the top six rookie running backs. But then I've charged you with the more difficult task. Give me the next tier of running backs, I said, Brian. And you gave me five more guys. Some of these players are better than the guys we discussed last week.
Yeah, I was about to say, it wasn't a difficult task to start, at least, when we get into the first guy. Should we just dive right in? Because, Matt left me a little too much meat on the bone. Specifically, 247 pounds of meat in the form of A.J. Dillon from Boston College. 6 feet, 247.
Of course, 6 foot. You mean running backs are not normally 6 feet tall, nor are they normally 250 pounds.
And normally they don't go to the combine and record the highest vertical leap weighing in at 247 among running backs, of course.
Yeah.
The highest, that's insane.
Yeah, it is insane. And by the way, you'd think that all that body mass would cost him speed. He ran a 4.53. A.J. Dillon is a freak.
Yeah. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, we also
I still like him.
He ran a 4.6. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Of course, landing spot matters for every rookie in draft capital. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Dillon's got top five rookie running back. I think he's almost a lock to be a top five rookie running back with top three upside.
Yeah. Depending
on
where
class.
And depending on where he lands is always the thing that we end up saying about all of these guys. So you almost shouldn't say it. It's almost like saying, well, if he stays healthy, dot, dot, dot. You know, landing spot is a factor for all these guys. But A.J. Dillon has got three down workhorse potential that a lot of other backs in this draft do not have.
His easiest comp is Derrick Henry right now. He looks like the next Derrick Henry, basically. And he does have bell cow potential. Only caught 13 passes last year, but he did turn those 13 catches into 195 yards.
Yeah, not
a
bad
touchdown.
Yeah.
So that just tells me he's tough to bring down, whether running the ball or catching the ball. Yeah, I love A.J. Dillon. And yeah, I think he's a, like I said, easily a top five back. Should have been in the top six, but oh well.
The part about A.J. Dillon from Boston College that I like is, from a fantasy perspective, 100% chance he's getting the ball to Stripe.
Yep.
So you will get touchdown carries for sure. You mentioned that he can catch. He's much more of a north-south runner like a lot of the heavier, bigger guys are, but he's not a disaster laterally. And there are some other knocks on him. He's getting that much body mass up to speed can take him a little while. But ultimately, as his 4.53 40 showed, A.J. Dillon can, he's not slow by any means. And the balance is pretty good. The footwork is pretty good. It's, you know, he's got the big, thick body that makes him a tough tackle. He can compress that body despite that size through smaller spaces and smaller running lanes. Boston College had a good offensive line, and they opened up some big holes for him, but it wasn't just him running through big lanes, but he can. And I think the Derrick Henry comp is similar that way.
Yeah, when it comes to Dynasty Empire Leagues, I don't think he's going to top the Cam Akers, the Swifts, the Dobbins.
When it comes to redraft,
Dillon could be the top rookie running back in 2020.
I don't think he'll be the top. He won't be ahead of Taylor.
Depending on where he lands.
He won't be ahead of Taylor. It would take something remarkable, I think.
Not a lock, but there's a chance.
There's always a chance. A.J. Dillon's going to be a fantasy factor, and I think sooner than later.
Yeah, put him in your queue right now.
I would take him over Zach Moss for sure. I would take him over J.K. Dobbins, I believe. Maybe Cam Akers. I think he is a top five fantasy runner for this season. A.J. Dillon from Boston College. Let's go to your next running back. I believe you've got Keyshawn Vaughn from Vanderbilt next.
Keyshawn Vaughn, who is already getting a knock for being too old. Fifth year senior, yeah, 23. That's not ideal when it comes to dynasty.
Well, let's talk about that for a second with Keyshawn Vaughn. He started at Illinois, and he couldn't get enough playing time. So then he goes to Vanderbilt, which is not exactly a football powerhouse. Couldn't beat out a guy named Ralph Webb there. And then after Webb left, he put together back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons the last 2 years. So that's a little bit of the drama that has surrounded Keyshawn Vaughn. And that kind of worries me a little bit. I'll be honest. When you can't beat out Ralph Webb for playing time at Vanderbilt, I wonder how you're going to do in the NFL.
Yeah, on the flip side, I'll play good cop here.
Okay.
198 carries for over 1,000 yards, average 5.2 yards per carry, 9 rushing touchdowns. According to Pro Football Focus, Vanderbilt finished with the lowest run blocking grade in the NCAA.
Wow.
So there's that. But yeah, the fact that he wasn't the clear-cut number one back on his own team
is
a little alarming. I'm not nearly as excited about Keyshawn Vaughn as I am about A.J. Dillon, to put it that way.
Yeah.
Ran a 4.51 in the 40. That's pretty good speed for a running back, a little faster than Dillon. He's got good size, though, too. 5'10", 214. That's bell cow potential size, too, Vaughn. So he's easily inside the top 10, of course, our number 8 running back here. But again, not nearly as exciting as A.J. Dillon.
No, I don't think so either. And to his credit, the Vanderbilt offensive line's awful. And much like everything else in Vanderbilt football, not good. Good school, by the way. Yeah. Beautiful school. Oh, yeah. Beautiful campus, Vanderbilt. But lousy offensive line. He overcame that a little bit and rarely got caught in the open field. He's pretty fast. 4.51, 40 is not bad. And I think when I watch Keyshawn Vaughn, Brian, I'm trying to find something that there's some element to his game that says success at the NFL level. And I couldn't find it. So I'm not embracing Keyshawn Vaughn yet. And I'm not ruling him out, but I'm not seeing it yet.
28 catches, not bad too last year. So
that's been the thing that I found in almost we'll have gone through 11 backs when we're done between today's show and last week's show. They can all catch. None of them are Christian McCaffrey, But none of them are stone-handed either, which is kind of nice. All of these guys have got room to expand upon the receiving skills that they showed in college, which I like. I want to take a quick break here and come back, and I want to talk about the remaining three running backs, one of which I'm really really fascinated by, and two others that I'm intrigued by. We'll talk about Joshua Kelly, Eno Benjamin, and LaMichael Perine when we return.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome back. Fantasy Football Weekly, off-season edition, looking at rookies, who we think is going to splash at the running back position, who's going to splash for fantasy owners in particular. Your next runner-up is Joshua Kelly. Let's talk about the UCLA kid who ran behind a really bad UCLA offensive line and was able to be productive anyway.
Yeah, Josh Kelly, UCLA, 5'11", 212, ran a 4.49 40. For reference, Cam Akers ran a 4.47, and DeAndre Swift ran a 4.48, so he's right with those guys when it comes to flat out speed. Has good hands, can pass protect, so he can play all three downs as well. Played really well in the Senior Bowl, had 105 rushing yards, made a good case for himself there. And Matt Waldman, who runs the rookie scouting portfolio, I have a lot of respect for as well. Really praises Kelly for his diagnostic skills. Basically, he's a good decision maker out there. And
well, that's a big factor.
Definitely, especially in the NFL. So last year at UCLA, only averaged 4.6 yards per carry. Did have 12 touchdowns, but like you said, not a great line for the Bruins.
Yeah.
And he can catch the ball too. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of Kelly. I'm already kind of want to move him ahead of Keyshawn Vaughn.
I do.
Yeah. So let's do it. Let's do that.
All right, done. All right, we're officially making that move. I like Kelly. I like that he's a shifty north-south runner with good footwork. It gives defenders a lot of bad angles for tackles, and I think – you know, these are the little things when you can just when your footwork can generate a bit of a cut or a stutter step that gives a defender a bad tackle. And then you're big enough like he is at 5'11", 212. You're big enough to make that tackle not be precise. Now you've just now you've broken a tackle. And then here comes the Jets because he's fast in the open field. You mentioned the 4.49 40 yard dash time. Makes him, for a guy his size, he's not gigantic, but he's big. There's not a lot of weaknesses for him, and he's going to break a bunch of tackles. Although I think he could, I don't think he's elusive, but I do think he's a tough tackle, if that makes sense. Upright running style, which can be good and bad. Some players can handle that upright running style. For other players, it gives defenders a big target to hit on the body.
Yep.
Joshua Kelly, I think there's, again, right placement, for a team that that, and he can be a three down back, which I like. So many of the backs in this draft can be three down backs. I think there's a lot to like in Kelly, and somebody that's going to ultimately in the right fit. He could be Tampa Bay's starting running back week one.
And for what it's worth, I hear he gets praised for his character and stuff like that. So
we'll take that.
Hopefully, you won't get any did not plays because of suspensions or anything like that.
I don't think there's a bad character guy that I've run into in this draft, really. So hopefully, that won't be the case.
Seems like there always has been in the past, even though I can't pinpoint one. But there's always like Randy Moss was like one of the most famous bad character guys. Des Bryant too. He fell pretty far in the draft. Mm-hmm. These are wide receivers, of course, but. Not Josh Kelly.
Let's go to the next running back.
Yeah, we'll stay in the Pac-12. And I really like this guy, Eno Benjamin from Arizona State. I love him in Dynasty. He's only 20 years old. Doesn't turn 21 until April. 5'9", 207. I know must have been not the Senior Bowl because he's not a senior, but he weighed in at like 195 a couple weeks before the combine. I have everyone freaking out. Oh, he's not going to last in the NFL. Weighed in at 207. That was good to see. And outside of DeAndre Swift, I think he's the best pass catching back in this class. Mm-hmm. I'm calling for Swift and immediate PPR impact wherever Eno lands come draft day.
Yeah.
Ran a 4.57 in the 40, which is kind of meh, but he impressed with his vertical jump and three cone time. Those events highlight athleticism, and you got to put a lot of stock into those for running backs. And then in 2018, Eno rushed for over 1,600 yards and had 5.5 yards per carry. But last year, Arizona State lost all their players through graduation, basically. And they had a freshman quarterback, a very green offensive line. Mm-hmm. And Eno really struggled for those reasons, but it wasn't his fault. And he's a guy I really like, and especially in PPR, I think he'll be an immediate factor in fantasy football.
Eno Benjamin is one of the best tackle breakers in this draft. And when I was talking earlier about trying to find, I couldn't find something that I thought was really special about Keyshawn Vaughn at the NFL level. I can at Eno Benjamin. I can say to myself, this guy's tackle breaking ability is next level stuff. And I think that's the case. The elusiveness, the cutbacks that he makes. I love that part of his game. Some really nice footwork at time, again, that makes him a tough tackle. Those are things that I think will really translate for him. And Eno Benjamin is somebody that's got, I think, next level skills. He can catch. He can be a three down back. I love the burst that he's got. I've seen some people knock that the Arizona State spread offense might not translate for his skills in the NFL. But I think running back is so instinctive. If you can break tackles in the open field in college the way he can, I think most of that translates.
I am showing a little bit of favoritism towards Eno because he was my very first and only Devy player that I did a Devy Dynasty League.
You did? Okay.
And the draft was last summer. And for those that don't know, in Devy leagues, you can draft college players and wait on them. Or some even
high school in some cases.
We didn't go that hardcore, but I drafted Eno, so he's my very first Devy player. So
all right.
I'm pulling for him.
I was wondering why you were talking up Eno Benjamin in December around the office. Why do we care about him yet? But that explains it. Eno Benjamin, Arizona State. I mean, you think of Arizona State and you think of alcohol poisoning. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't really think of a great football heritage here, but he might be the one that breaks the mold.
Did Jake Plummer go to Arizona State?
Yeah.
Jake the Snake.
Was there anybody else? I can't think of anybody else. I'm almost positive Jake Plummer went to Arizona State.
I love Jake Plummer.
I thought he was going to be a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback when he was in college, and then he went to the Cardinals, right? And didn't do much, and then he went to the Broncos, and I think he played better for the Broncos and played for a while, right?
Yeah,
that's how I remember it.
Madden 04, Jake Plummer and Clinton Portis, you couldn't stop me back in those days. Plummer had wheels. I think Jake Plummer is he's up in Oregon getting high every day, but I think he's a really good disc golfer. He's in one.
Really? He's professional disc golfer right now?
Professional off sport, golf or something.
Are you suggesting there is a crossover between people who like to get high and people who play disc golf? Is that the controversial stand that you're taking right now?
A bit of correlation there, yes.
Okay.
I'm very curious about Jake Plummer, but I'll look it up later.
Yeah, no. Look it up now. I'm kind of curious. And meanwhile, I'll give the introduction to LaMichael Perine. Yes, this is the same family that generated Samaje Perine. And if you're the kind of parent that will name your child Samaje, then you're probably the kind of parent that will spell LaMichael as L-A apostrophe capital M-I-C-A-L. There's nothing about that that really feels like LaMichael, no. And you're trying too hard, but you're the same brain power that put gave us Samaje, so okay. At least you can pronounce it. LaMichael is pretty easy when you hear it. It's just when you see it, you're like, wow. Yeah,
let's call him LMP.
LMP, I kind of like that. He went to Florida.
Yep.
I think he's got some special traits too. I think right now I'm going to tell you he's going to have a better career than Samaje did, which isn't saying much.
No.
I realize, but I think LaMichael looks like a better player to me. I see a guy with who played fast, but he only ran a 4.62 at the combine. I'm looking at him and I'm like, there's nothing about his game tape that says 4.62.
No, he's way more of a downhill runner, and that speaks to his 40 time. He's like a one cut and go kind of guy. He's not super, super fast, super elusive. But you mentioned he went to Florida. They also had an awful offensive line last year,
yeah,
which did him no favors. He had 40 catches too. So you got to like P. Ryan in a PPR format.
Mm-hmm.
But not a ton to say about him. He's like not a poor man's Eno Benjamin, but he's right in that ballpark with him to me. I don't know, but I lean Eno.
I saw stuff. I like that he was a strong runner, although they tended to not use him on inside runs a lot, but I like that about LaMichael Perine. He's north-south. He does not have a ton of lateral speed, which worries me a little bit. Mostly runs at one speed, but it's pretty fast, and you'll see him just breaking away from defenders. And again, when you watch him run, he runs fast. It just didn't translate at the combine. Nimble at the first level. You'll see him make a lot of moves at the line of scrimmage to give himself some extra space. And then he's got this zippiness to him. And LaMichael Perine looks like he's off and running. And oftentimes he is. So there were a lot of things that I liked about Perine. And I think he can translate to the next level. I'm not as confident about him as I am like A.J. Dillon and Eno Benjamin, who I think look, you know, to me, stronger. Joshua Kelly, too. But I think there's a spot for LaMichael Perine to help fantasy owners at some point down the road.
Agreed. Got one more, right? I can't find what I'm looking for on Jake Plummer. I'm bummed.
I'd just like to know what the career trajectory was. I mean, it was Arizona for how long? Denver, how long? I should have had my laptop open. I didn't.
Drafted
I didn't
in 97 by Arizona. Yeah. It was Arizona, 6 years, and then four with Denver, and he retired at 32. He was young. He just didn't want to play anymore, really, from what I recall. And
I think you might be right about that.
But let's see.
A little Jake Locker to him, maybe, or just the love of the game wasn't there.
Yeah, he only went for over 20 passing touchdowns once. 2004,
ew.
27,
wow.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
I mean, even though the game was not the same then, it was there. By the way, it was Arizona State, right? We weren't totally, we didn't whiff on that, did we?
Does Pro Football Reference really not tell you where they went to college?
No, it's in there. You might have to hit the more bio part right under there. It's got to be in there.
Plummer, Arizona State.
Yes. Okay, good. Plummer, he always had, he had good wheels. And fantasy owners kept hoping he was going to ultimately style them with a lot of rushing touchdowns and rushing yards. But that never happened either, really.
Nope.
He was more just a scrambler. He was, I'm not calling him Fran Tarkenton, but he was a scrambling quarterback who never really generated a bunch of like notable rushing yards. In fact, I'm gonna go on a limb and say that the most rushing touchdowns he had in a season, if you can look there, would his season high for Jake Plummer in rushing touchdowns. Three, two. It's gonna be two or three in any one given season.
Yeah. Four.
He had a four
in 98.
Okay.
Yeah. 2-4, 2-0-0, 2-3, 1-2-1. Never over 300 yards either. Yeah.
No, that part never really came together. But, you know, if you were drafted today in the Lamar Jackson era, mm-hmm. Jake Plummer, they'd probably be running him like crazy. Why not?
I just can't believe how much you're talking about Jake Plummer. This
yeah,
is
you
great.
Never, who knew,
who
right?
saw it coming?
Yeah, you didn't know.
Crazy things happen when you're quarantined.
It's also the off season. Yeah, that's right. We're quarantined in our house. So.
Oh, the quarantine league. I told you about this, right?
Yeah, tell me. Yeah,
this
so
idea
tell listeners
real quick.
About the quarantine league.
It's ever evolving. I just thought of it like the other day. But quarantine league. So we're playing each other, right? In fantasy football, standard head.
You
to
and
head.
I are in this in a league.
And I tried to figure. Well, the main premise is before kickoff, I basically quarantine one of your players, mm-hmm. saying, no, you're starting him, but you get 0 points.
All right.
Essentially benching him,
you're,
and you can't replace him. But you got to have a time window before kickoff, right? Maybe you say like
on Thursday.
Or no, I can see your lineup and I rank your players 1, 2, 3, 4, the top five, say.
Yes.
If you happen to bench your top ranked player, then my second ranked player or my second ranked guy for you would be quarantined. But that's basically the premise. You take away
a player.
A player.
And probably a best player.
Best player.
Here's the quarantine version I would want. And you would need to have a back end administrative system to run it this way. But I would want to secretly infect one player in the league. He will be a starter. So it's week one, and there's one player who's infected. And nobody knows who that is yet. You play through week one, and whoever that infected player played against, that team gains an infected player.
Hmm.
They don't know who that is. Then so this thing will spread. Right. So all these players spread, but eventually you got to know who the players are. So 2 weeks after you get it, the incubation period is over, and ta-da, this guy is now done. He's got the coronavirus and he's out.
We can call
it. People can start trying to piece together all how this thing has moved and who the players are that are affected, but you wouldn't know for sure because the incubation period means you're dark for 2 weeks.
I love it. You can call it fantasy.
Pandemic fantasy.
Fantasy football.
Yeah, man. That sounds like pandas.
Yeah, it does.
I can't have fantasy pandas. That's weird. Are pandas the ones that have the STDs?
I don't know.
No, it's koalas. It's koalas. Koalas have got like a 98% STD rate. You didn't know that?
No. So Arizona State students, I think, too.
They're bringing back to Arizona State. There you go. And Jake Plummer.
Yep.
We have it on
maybe
firm authority.
Maybe that's why he retired early.
Jake Plummer, herpes.
Oh, boy.
That's what we're going with right now. All right. Thank you for listening. You made it to the end of this show.
We got one more, actually.
Oh, we got another player.
Anthony McFarland, real quick.
All right. Talk
12.
To me about Anthony McFarland. I'm sorry.
I'll be fast. Maryland, 5'8", 208. Have the fourth fastest 40 time among running backs at 4.44. That's a lot of fours there. Faster than Swift and Akers. I'm kind of excited about McFarland. He didn't play well last year, but he was battling a high ankle sprain. His year before, his redshirt freshman year, averaged 7.9 yards per carry, 131 carries for 1,034 yards. So Anthony McFarland, borderline top 10. It's another guy you want to keep your eye on.
All right, certainly fast. How big is he?
5'8", 208. So I like the little compact bowling ball.
That is compact, but not slight of build. He's not Tariq Cohen.
He's not Maurice Jones-Drew either, but not that much of a bowling ball. But,
that's Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's I'm all over the board on him because I love the production. I love the player. The 4.6 time on Helaire rattled me a little bit, probably more than it should. But everything you see on tape, he just looks like a baller. The guy just plays. And I like that part of his game. And the Maurice Jones-Drew comparison, I think, is pretty fair on him.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Brian. This has been a ton of fun.
Good times.
Yeah.
Do it again, right?
Thank you for listening as well. And we'll be back next week. I think we're going to start breaking down other positions, rookies at other positions, wide receivers, quarterbacks, as we really start orienting ourselves towards the draft. And so we'll expect some of that next week for those of you that choose to tune in, and we hope you do.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.